Third hour, DDC, Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Let's talk a little Titans with Ben Arthur. He covers them for the Tennessean. Ben, how we doing?
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Trying to stay cool. Aren't you glad you don't have to be outdoors?
Yeah, mandatory mini camp last week was tough for me. I'm also from Seattle, so it doesn't usually get hot like this. So it was definitely, I'm glad for now that I don't have to be in it. But in training camp, it's, I'm just going to have to suck it up.
Yeah, we've had some really hot training camps over the years. Of course, they used to do two-a-days, which they don't do that stuff anymore. So let's just start there, whether it was voluntary OTAs or the mandatory minicamp. Give us a couple takeaways from that window now that they're done and the next time we will see them will indeed be training camp. What were a couple takeaways for you?
Yeah, number one, I'd say Austin Hooper really looks the part of a number one tight end. Obviously, there haven't been any pads on to this point. We won't see that until, maybe the second week of training camp. But just that chemistry he already seemed to have with Ryan Tannehill, getting the extra reps during the special teams portions of those off-season practices. Their connection really seemed to be on point, and Hooper showed an ability to get open, consistently. And I think the Titans will really reap immediate rewards from that. With last season not really having that number one guy at that position. So Austin Hooper was definitely someone I caught my eye, that caught my eye, and I expect him to kind of be every part of that number one tight end. I liked seeing Robert Woods out there. I didn't expect to, honestly, I didn't think he'd really be doing much of anything on the field until training camp, just with kind of his situation, tearing his ACL in November. But just the fact that even from the first days of OTAs that the media saw, he was out there, he was doing drills, he was in team drills, even though he was somewhat limited, getting in and out of breaks, several months removed from that torn ACL, he looked really good to me. And I think that progress is really promising. So those were kind of two of the big things. In terms of the rookies, I really liked what I saw from Chig Okonkwo. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he's the rookie that ends up having the most impact, just with based on what we've seen so far. He really just, I think he kind of stole the headlines at mandatory minicamp, just a force as a pass catcher. Obviously, without pads, we don't know what he's going to look like. We're not sure what he looks like as a blocker at this point, and we know that's such a big part of what tight ends in the Titans offense are asked to do. But I liked what I saw from him. So those were three of the things that kind of jumped out to me off the top of my head.
I think when you look at it from a national perspective or another market, you look at the Titans and you say, well, they lost their number one receiver. So actually they lost their top two receivers. If you look at the depth chart, Julio Jones would have been number two. So how on earth can they actually get better? I got to look at it this way, just with what you just said. Is there a chance Robert Woods could have the same or better stats than A.J. Brown last year? I would say, well, I'm not going to answer him. I'll let you. Is there a chance that Treylon Burks could have a better season than Julio Jones last year? And is there a chance Austin Hooper can have better tight end stats or more production than what they got out of that position last year? I mean, the answer seems to be yes on all fronts, doesn't it? Or would you push back?
Yeah, well, I think with Hooper, I will say, absolutely yes. In terms of that top tight end spot, I think that's a massive upgrade. With Woods, I was very encouraged from what I saw in off-season practices, but until he's kind of full go, until we see him doing everything, until we see him getting back in the rhythm of kind of game, week-to-week game action, I would maybe hold the breaks a little bit. I do think ultimately he will have a big impact. Like, I'm thinking more of like second half of the season and on. Obviously, the earlier the better, but I think just coming off a torn ACL, like we saw what happened with Bud Dupree, right? It took him a while to really find that rhythm. Taylor Lewan, another guy, it took him some time to find that rhythm. So to expect him, like, out the gate giving you 80 yards receiving a game, I'm not sure about that, though I do think that impact will be there. You know, if you look at the grander scheme of things for the 2022 season, with Treylon Burks, I'm just not sure right now, just because we didn't really see much of him, right? I mean, I don't think we should be too concerned about just kind of the asthma thing and him not getting a full workload at, you know, in the spring. But just without having seen him go through full practices, I think with him, it could be the case of kind of a rookie taking some time to sort of get acclimated. I mean, he could, you know, blow all of our hats off, and he could be as great as the Titans surely hope he will be, as being that 18th overall pick. But I think just with having not seen him rarely at all, like, I think he only did somewhat full practice the entire offseason, and he missed like half the practices open to the media. I'm kind of really hesitant on him at the moment. So if you're to kind of tell me to rank those, like, I think Hooper is like a for sure massive upgrade. Woods, I'm definitely optimistic, but until he's kind of out there full go, I'm, you know, a little more cautious. And then with Treylon Burks, I mean, I'm just kind of waiting till training camp at this point, just because he didn't do a whole lot these last several weeks.
Did I see you tweet out that ex Titans running back Bishop Sankey, Willie, there's a name from the past, is going to join their training or their scouting department during training camp? What's that all about?
Correct. Yeah, he's going to be like a scouting assistant during training camp, like for the Nunn Wooten fellow. So it'll just be for training camp. I guess if the Titans like what they see in the training camp setting, I guess it could be a lengthier deal. But yeah, for now, you know, Titans former second round pick will kind of be around helping in that that capacity. I'm not sure exactly the specifics of that role in the scouting department, but he will be involved for, I guess, at least a couple months.
Ben Arthur is with us for the Tennessean. Ben, we know that as soon as training camp starts, all eyes are going to be on Derrick Henry. How's he running every day? Can he withstand all of the workload again? Can he be himself? But I want to get your take, just what you've seen in this little time with the backups. How do you see the roles of the rookie they brought in and also Hilliard, who they brought back?
Yeah, with running backs, you can see a lot, but you also can't see a lot, right? Because I think with running backs, you want to kind of see the pads on, but you're able to see the cuts, you're able to see kind of the reads they're making out there, and I have been encouraged from kind of the backups. We all saw what Hilliard was able to do last season. I expect him to kind of have a big role this coming season, especially with Deontay Foreman no longer being in the picture. I really liked Hilliard last season, and he's a guy who gives you a lot of value in the kick return game as well. I think Haskins is kind of he reminds me of Foreman, right? Because he's a bruising back. Like, he'll get north and south. He's not afraid of contact. He's very much a bruiser, and so I could see a situation where even like on early downs, every now and then the Titans use Haskins to try and spell Derek, just because kind of what happened last year and with him missing half the season, maybe the Titans are a little more cautious here and there. And I think in Haskins, you just look at kind of the way he's built. He's a bigger running back, and then his production at Michigan, 20 touchdowns. I think he's a guy. I think both him and Hilliard give the Titans some options, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them kind of like spread the wealth a little bit there, especially when you look at what the Titans hope to do deep in the playoffs and making sure Derek is available. You know, I could see those guys getting a lot of burn.
All right, last thing. And I'm going to put you on the spot here. Over under games Caleb Farley plays this year would be what number?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good one. I want to say 10 games.
Ooh, so over half the season, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be an optimist. I don't see him playing a full season at this point, but I do think he'll kind of make steps from last season where he only played, what, 3 games? I'm going to go with 10. 10 is my final answer.
Okay. That is interesting. All right. I'm sure it'll be a question we'll be talking about in training camp as well. Ben, really appreciate it. As always, have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
All right. That is Ben Arthur, covers the Titans for the Tennessean. What would you have that number at? We'll do that on the other side. Plus, we had a really good discussion yesterday when it comes to fantasy football. It's not that far away. These are great questions. Yesterday, we talked about Michael Thomas of the Saints, the Texans feature running back. I don't know about that. Who cares? Marlon Mack. If we're talking about Marlon Mack. But there were some really, really good questions, and there was more that we didn't get to. So we're going to get into that as well, because we will certainly be getting into that hot and heavy before you know it. More DDC next year on 102.5 The Game, 106.3 and The Game Nashville app.